is 10 a.m. on August 14th, and you're listening to Southern Hospitality. I'm Elizabeth Gordon.
And I'm Dana Barrett.
And we've got a great show lined up for you today. Joining us in the studio are Mike Hanmer, Area Director of Sales for Legacy Restaurant Partners, and Wayne Cannon, who is the General Manager over at the Glen Hotel. Guys, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
So, Mike, do you want to start it off by giving us a sense of who is Legacy Restaurant Partners? What do you guys do? What are the different entities that you own,
sure,
et cetera?
Yeah, definitely. We are Legacy Restaurant Partners. We also have Legacy Hotel Partners, which I'll explain the two differences there. We are under Legacy Property Group. David Marvin is our CEO and president of the company, and we are a very entrepreneurial company growing consistently here, and
over. I've heard.
Yes, yes.
And I want to hear all about some of that growth.
So over the past summer, we've had some new developments, one being, of course, the hospitality division of our group. As you mentioned, I am the area director of sales, and I oversee both hotels and restaurants within the perimeter area. We do have other projects that we have outside of the perimeter as well as in Chattanooga. So, and I can briefly touch on those, but under the hospitality wing, I have hotels and restaurants. Two of those are, one, the Glen Hotel, which Wayne is the general manager of here.
Yes.
Go, Wayne.
That's exactly right. The Glen is, if you are not familiar with the Glen, is a historic building downtown. It was one of the first boutique hotels to open in Atlanta. It opened up in 2006 and has had a very interesting history over the last 6 years to go along with its history from 1926, as from opening as an office building to being converted to being used as a post office and then eventually being turned into a hotel. So it's a unique and interesting building.
So Wayne, where is the Glen located?
We are at 110 Marietta Street,
okay,
which is directly across from the Centennial Building and adjacent to the CNN complex and Omni, and like directly across from Centennial Olympic Park. So we're in a great location with immediate access to Phillips Arena and the Georgia Dome and the Georgia World Congress Center. So our location is phenomenal and gives us a great opportunity to be useful to guests who are coming for conferences, guests who are coming for to just enjoy Atlanta, and then guests who are coming to town to do business at the various office buildings that are around us.
And how many rooms do you have over there?
The Glen is indeed a unique boutique hotel,
right,
in that it is a smaller property, only 110 rooms.
Okay.
And, you know, that puts us, we have some pretty large neighbors around us.
Right.
You know, when you look at some of the other big hotels, the big box hotels we call them, the Hilton, the Hyatt, the Marquis, the Westin, we kind of look at those as our big brothers.
And, right. Well, boutique is a very different experience.
Absolutely.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And you're really saying, I want something that's kind of an original experience as opposed to the canned.
And that is exactly what we want to offer people. We want to give them that unique and unusual experience when they come to our hotel. And
You know, it's really interesting because I feel like, I mean, I've lived in Atlanta for a long time, though I've sort of spent time in downtown during parts of my career and then not coming downtown for large parts of my career and then back in downtown. And, you know, my first impression when I moved here quite some time ago was that all that was downtown was the big box hotels,
right,
and that all that happened downtown was conferences.
Right.
And there was no real other reason to go. I mean, this is how old I am. When Underground Atlanta first reopened as, you know, whatever the heck it was supposed to be, a mall / tourist attraction, whatever, we were like, okay, we'll go downtown. This will be great. And then we were like, yeah, two months later, it died. And, you know, I think it was a little longer than that. But, you know, that didn't hold the city's
right
attention for very long.
Sure.
But, you know, as an impression, you sort of, when you come down Peachtree Street and the first thing you see kind of is that huge SunTrust building, and then you see, you know, all these giant hotels, and
right,
you sort of forget that there are these great historic properties and boutique hotels.
Exactly.
And so I think it's really great. We're learning a lot about all of this doing this show, and I think it's really great to be able to bring that to the attention of consumers, of Atlantans even, who don't even realize it's here.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, is we are not just a visitor location. We are not a driven only by folks who are coming in from out of town. We want that local traffic as well because of the restaurant that we have, Glenn's Kitchen.
Right.
We have Sky Lounge, which is on top of the building, which offers a great view of the city. You can go up and have cocktails and a small bite and just enjoy the city.
We'll be over soon.
Yeah.
Definitely.
My treat. Come on over.
I love that.
All right.
That's
my treat.
I love this show.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can tell people how great it is.
Yeah.
I just recently started with the Glen when we, as we were talking about Legacy Hotel Partners and the creation of that entity of Legacy, we recently created Legacy Hotel Partners to run our hotel enterprises. And that's when I joined the company back in mid-June and joined the Glen and came in. And so I got to experience the 4th of July at the Glen and seeing the 4th of July fireworks and all of that going on downtown. And the view is absolutely spectacular.
Wow.
Off of the rooftop looking over Centennial Park.
Okay, can I just tell you that right as you were saying that, I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing next July 4th.
Absolutely.
I'll be calling Wayne. I'll be getting a room. You know?
That's perfect.
What a fun, because the worst part, tell me if you don't agree, but the worst part about July 4th to me is if you have to drive to fireworks.
Exactly.
And then you sit there for how many hours waiting for them to start?
Right.
And then you sit in your car for how many hours waiting to get out?
To go home. That's exactly right. And so, why not just come to the hotel, check in, relax, have a bite to eat in the restaurant, walk around a little bit, you know, go up to Sky Lounge, sit, have a drink, wait for the fireworks to go off. And then when you finish that last libation, then you can
stumble downstairs,
stumble back to your room.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but
right.
You know, we kind of make the assumption that there might be a little bit of stumbling.
It's July 4th. It's all right.
Not only that, you don't have the crowd that you would have in the park. You have the bird's eye view from the Sky Lounge, which is incredible.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool. Yeah,
it is. It's a great place. It is a wonderful building, and I'm falling in love with it.
So. Very cool. Now, before we get back to all the other Legacy properties and hotels and restaurants and everything, what were you doing before all that, Wayne, since you just got there?
So prior to that, I was working with Intercontinental Hotels at the corporate office in up at Perimeter.
Right.
And I was there for about 5 years. And prior to that, I've been in hotels for all of my life, working for Hilton and Marriott, and in a prior life working for IHG in a different capacity as a general manager.
In a prior life.
Yeah, in a prior life. That's kind of what we call our,
right.
You know, we all have prior
careers,
lives.
A, B,
yeah,
and C.
Yeah, A, B, C, and D. This is what, okay, life one, I did such and such.
Right.
Life two, it was such and such. So,
it's all about reinventing yourself.
That's exactly
today.
Right. That's exactly right. And you have to be, we were talking a little earlier about change and how you have to be open to that change and how things kind of turn and you have to roll with it. And so that's exactly what it just kind of rolled with me. So my life prior to IHG had been in hotels and running hotels and actively involved. And then I went to the corporate office and got to experience that and influencing a bunch of different people. And then I decided, you know, it's time to go back and really get back in the trenches and be able to touch the guest and influence what's going on there.
So it's funny because I'm sure when you're at a property as opposed to at corporate, you're like cursing corporate half the time. You're like, those fools at corporate don't understand what it's like.
Yeah, we call it the ivory tower syndrome, right?
Right.
And if you're familiar with the Perimeter area, the IHG corporate offices are based in Ravinia. And you know, those offices are black, so we called them the Black Tower.
Nice.
So,
it's even worse.
Like the Star Theater. Yeah.
Delivery from the Black Tower. Here it is.
Nice. So now you can't really do that anymore because you've been at corporate.
Because I've been there,
right.
And
so
I know. Right. I'm like, okay.
Give them a break, guys.
Yeah. Here's what they were thinking when they said you should do this. Right.
Yeah. So now how is Legacy as a corporate to work for?
You know, I am absolutely telling the truth in that one of the great things about Legacy is that it is so entrepreneurial and that we are given the opportunity to work from a ground up. It's like, especially in starting when we were creating the Hotel Partners division, it's like working for a startup. You're creating things from scratch. You're figuring out, okay, well, this is how it was done in the past. Do we really want to do it that way, or can we make it better? Can we make it such that it's better for the associates, it's better for the company, it's better for all of us together, and it makes I think it just makes it a more cohesive team. So I have been very, and still am very excited about the company and about what we have in front of us, because I see nothing but growth for us. Because, and we'll talk a little bit about David as we move along, but he is such a visionary, and the man has, I wish I could think in the scope and scale that he does, because he sees things in a different way and different opportunities that he really is an amazing person. So
it's awesome to work for an amazing person. So yeah. Mike, what's your story? What's your backstory in the hospitality biz and kind of your role as area sales director for the group now?
Sure. I basically started in March myself. What Wayne mentioned is that we are a growing company. So I came on board in March, and interestingly enough, you know, they kind of said, hey, we're growing. We have some projects in the horizon. Come on in and join us, basically. And, you know, I said, sure, why not? Little did I know that the growth that was expected here, and it's, again, been phenomenal. So,
so sort of underplayed on
yes,
the way
yes, it was definitely
in.
Underplayed.
Like,
right.
These guys aren't kidding.
Here, Mike, this is what you're going to be doing. Joking, we're going this way, actually. So, again, it's a great thing. And I had actually gotten out of the hospitality industry. I've been in it for 15 years. Prior to coming here, I was actually in the recruiting business for a couple of years.
Did you start when you were like 12?
I did.
Seriously?
Right. Yes, I'm only 25. So.
Right.
Nice.
But I was a director of sales and marketing for several years at the Hilton in Norcross. Left the industry, just kind of got, you know, it was during the recession, kind of got burnt out on a little bit and decided, hey, let's try recruiting. So I got in recruiting, and then I actually entertained several different offers about coming back into the industry. I'm like, let me fill it out. When I found this opportunity, I came in, and honestly, I just saw the assets that we had, the unique restaurants, the unique hotels, and I thought, wow, what a great product. It would be really fun selling that. Got to meet David Marvin, his entrepreneurial vision, and we're not downplaying that. I mean, he really is an entrepreneur, and he has just this great spirit of creating a unique product. He's proven success at every venture we've done. We've come in and, you know, we've taken over on the restaurant side and just really have made a change and made profits. You know, that's obviously what we want to do. Same thing with Glenn. On the food and beverage side of things, we came in and took that over about a year and a half ago and really have changed that. You know, Glenn has seen several lives through its existence, which isn't super long. And, you know, we are one of the – and again, this we're kind of tooting our own horn here, but we are one of the first companies to come in and really make a difference in what we do on the legacy restaurant side of that. Just recently, we took over the operations on the rooms side, which has been about 6 weeks now.
Yes.
Where Wayne came in. And again, you know, we hope to make a huge impact on the rooms and operations side there as well.
So there's benefits to knowing the business and kind of having some basic tenets that you adhere to. So when you take over a new place, you're like, well, this is how we run things.
Absolutely.
Talk about some of the benefits of like being a part of a growing team and having learned with each concept that you've launched and done successfully.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, we are a somewhat new company, so we do learn as we go. And it's just, you know, we have a great group. You know, I think we've been very careful on who we hire. You know, that's extremely important. You know, if you hire the right people and you have the right group coming in and the experience, that is tremendous help. So, you know, it's great to have Wayne on board. We have Harmon Hall, who is who has excelled in the customer service industry on the Hilton side, and we've added him to the Hilton Garden Inn, and that's one of the other projects that we just took over 2 weeks ago
on that side. Describe exactly where
Hilton Garden Inn is downtown Atlanta. It's directly across from the aquarium and the Olympic Park. It's the on top of the Hilton Garden Inn sits Ventana's, which is one of our premier rooftop venues in Atlanta, similar to the Sky Lounge, another great rooftop venue. And you know, it's literally situated between Baker and Marietta Street in the heart of Lucky Marietta District, which we'll get into in a minute here about Lucky Marietta. But again, another phenomenal hotel that we've come in. Hilton was managing it. We were actually doing the food and beverage side under Legacy Restaurant Partners. Now, as Legacy Hotel Partners, we are managing and operating the room side.
So what synergy is there between that hotel and restaurant piece? Why is it good to be in charge of both ends of the company?
Well,
Wayne's over there giggling.
I am giggling. Well, because we'll give you the real inside story. We'll peel back the onion and let you see what's under the skin.
That's what I want. I want the real story.
The real story is that, you know, in any hotel, it's there is always division between the rooms operation and the food and beverage operation. No matter what hotel you go to, no matter who's running it, no matter what they're doing with it, there's always a little bit of controversy between the two about who gets what and who gets to do what. So it's if you have two different entities trying to run in one building and trying to operate, a phrase I like to use is no man can serve two masters, right?
Right. You're setting up an uncomfortable.
You're setting it up to fail, right? So just having us both together, having us both under the same leadership platform and kind of working toward the same goals, it just makes things easier. So when there are conflicts, because there inevitably will be conflict about something that we do or something that we need to do, it just makes it easier to be able to resolve it because we have common ground and we have common leadership.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And again, the difference between the restaurants and hotel side is that we do want that restaurant division to be ran with the sense of, you know, how to run a restaurant. Brian Bullock is our managing partner on that side. He brings in a ton of experience, former Houston's guy, and, you know, he's really had a lot of experience in the industry. Bringing him in to run the restaurant division has really, you know, made a big difference. So having that experience and that expertise on that side only adds to the benefit of the hotel as a whole. So you get that, you know, true restaurant experience, the understanding and the know-how to run that division versus having a hotel run the food side as
right.
well as the room side. You know, put the expertise where it belongs and then have, you know, the general manager, Wayne Harmon Hall, run the hotel as it should be, but have those divisions to make sure that the expertise is there, kind of pulling it all together. So
nice. So yeah. Let's talk about some of the
I'm getting hungry.
I want to hear about some of the restaurants.
Right,
yeah, we'll definitely
tell us about the restaurants.
Dig into that. So you know, obviously we are a restaurant group as well. We have the two divisions, hotels and restaurants. We talked about the hotels, the Hilton Garden Inn and the Glen. One real quick point about that Hilton Garden Inn is that, you know, we were complex before. The Hilton and the MC ran together as one in a sense. They complexed the sales team, the operations team. Hilton no longer manages that hotel. Legacy does. So we've kind of separated those two. So now we are one entity. We literally have put a whole new sales team in, a new operations team, everything. So, you know, that's one point that I want to bring out is that we are our own hotel now. So there is no longer need to call the embassy to, you know, come to us. You know, we are that entity, and
okay,
we really want to make sure that people know that.
So this is a dumb question, but so the Hilton Garden Inn, is it still the Hilton Garden Inn?
It is still the Hilton Garden Inn. The embassy is still the embassy. It was just managed and operated by Hilton.
Okay.
Versus now we are a management company coming in and we're actually managing it.
Okay.
Hilton is no longer managing it.
Okay. Exactly.
They're still under the brand. We're still partners in that sense. But we are ran separately from the embassy, which is an important distinction because, you know, if especially from the sales angle, if you're a meeting planner and you're always used to calling the embassy to book events for the Hilton Garden Inn, you know, we obviously don't want you going that route because we are our own hotel and we all have, you know, we have amazing event space. We have over 9,000 square feet within the hotel. We also have Ventanas, which has another almost 10,000.
Right, I would imagine you do a lot of group events. So there's
absolutely
a lot of event booking people contacting.
Yeah, yeah.
Both
you know, you got to think about it. There's a room side, events, private parties, all that. You have that aspect, plus you have guest rooms. So, you know, we're looking to bring both of that business in, and it's such a unique brand. It's a Hilton Garden Inn, but it is a full-service Hilton. We have legal seafood within the hotel. We have, you know, a beautiful indoor-outdoor pool, which is a rooftop outdoor. Ventana sits atop it, helipad on top of Ventanas. I mean, it's just really cool space. So I just
the only helipad in Atlanta,
well,
right?
Elizabeth, shall we call our helicopter and have us
yes.
have it pick us up at the helipad?
You can do that. Yes, you can do that.
Excellent.
So.
Right.
Do you have any Grey Poupon? I'll add it.
And,
just checking.
Speaking of the views, that Ventanas in the Sky Lounge, we have the best views in Atlanta, and we're not, you know, trying to brag, but it really is amazing views. So both venues are just fantastic.
Now, you know, if I was a conspiracy theorist, which I'm not, I would say you guys are trying to buy up all the rooftops for
yes.
some evil plan.
We want to run all the rooftops in Atlanta. That's our goal.
So. Saying. Something's a little fishy here.
She's on to us.
She is caught. So
now what are we going to do?
Absolutely.
I love it.
All right. So that segues basically into the restaurant, which you guys were mentioning.
Yeah.
You know, our core restaurants are Stats, which is the sports
bar. It's
like bar.
A sports bar, right? Yep. How many screens do you guys got in there?
Oh, gosh. You know, you're testing me here. I've been on board 5 months. It's a lot of screens. Let me just put it that way.
A lot of screens.
A lot of cool event space within Stats. I think people just think, hey, it's a restaurant. But, you know, a big side of that is that we sell private events. We have the rooftop at Stats. We have the fight room, which is a really cool. Another rooftop. There you go. And
wait, what's the fight room?
The fight room is just we have this really nice
giant screen.
No, we have a nice just a huge painting of fight boxers, and I think it was kind of coined after that painting in that room. But it's just a really unique event space. They have, you know, we have various rooms throughout. We have the Yale room, Bridge room. We have the Coke Zero room. They all have a really unique feel, and it's just great places. Birthday parties, fantasy football leagues to just, you know, throw off. A party for that, private events, corporate meetings, you know, rehearsal dinners. I mean, we pretty much do everything within Stats. I mean, it's just such a great venue. And of course, that ties into Max's. You know, we have Max's Coal Fired Pizzeria,
right?
Which is the only coal fired pizza oven in Georgia.
Yeah. So explain about the oven. I mean, is that going to test you too?
It no.
I'm worried about asking too.
I originally was
going
to bring in Brian to tell a little bit more about all the restaurant angles here, but Brian's not with us. So, but no, it's the only coal fire pizza oven in Atlanta, and you know, it's.
So what does that do to the pizza, the crust, the pizza crust experience?
Now you're getting dairy.
Okay, so let me help you here. Okay, so from my understanding, I don't know that this is the truth, but my understanding is that coal burns at a very intense heat, and it's a even heat, so it gives the crust that special New York feel. So I think that's where it comes from, and that's why that coal fired oven is very important.
I will buy that, Wayne.
I think that sounds good. I like that actually.
I think that's true. I didn't know it's true, but I think it's true.
I didn't know Wayne had this knowledge under him, but that's great.
Well, you know, being a Southern boy raised in the Appalachians, where we
have a lot of coal.
We do coal. That's what we did where I'm from. So, right. You know, so that's kind of where the coal comes from.
So now where is Max's located?
So it's all within Restaurant Row, 300 Marietta Street. It's
that
right by the Georgia Road Congregate.
Yeah. District, right?
Absolutely. Right down the, again, across the street from the Hilton Garden Inn, Embassy, and then the Georgia Road Congress Center is right behind that as well. So you have Restaurant Row there, which is where our corporate offices lie for Legacy Property Group. You have Stats, Max's, and then at the end we have the Beer Garden.
And I have to say that I did happen to notice that one day this week, I forget what it is, it's like National Bratwurst Day or something. Specials at their beer garden, right?
Absolutely. We always are running specials. I mean, it's very cool. You have all kinds of special holidays, especially German holidays that we really focus on. And, of course, the biggest one coming up of all, Oktoberfest.
Yes.
So, you know, we actually – it's nice because we have the Hilton Garden across the street, so you can come in, drink all the beer you want.
At the beer garden.
And stumble across the street into your bed. That's
right. And we have actually ran a special rate for the Oktoberfest at the Hilton Garden, just to know. So, but again, very authentic. Definitely come on by and check out the beer garden. Very cool place. There's an outdoor patio there as well. It's not rooftop, but it's a very nice patio. And we have the mural room and then a very authentic dining area. So, you know, German beer, German food, great, you know, traditional restaurant, great atmosphere, real fun place to be.
As a side note, I do think it's weird that there's a national day for everything. Really? National Bratwurst Day? I think there's actually even a national hot dog day. There's like a national peanut butter day.
Of course.
Come on. I think there should be a national Dana and Elizabeth Day.
Absolutely. Even got to try to come with the pretzels. I think we even have a pretzel day, which you can try German pretzels.
So. That does sound really good, though.
Those are our core restaurants here in the downtown area.
Let me ask why, why do you see that sector in the city as being so valuable? You've obviously made a lot of investment right there in that one heart of the ATL section. Why do you guys love that area?
Well, you know, I'll talk again a little bit about David Marvin, our CEO, president. And he, you know, his group is basically a real estate group. And prior to the Olympics, he purchased a lot of that land around Olympic Park.
Smart guy.
Yes, he is.
And,
of course, he developed all that. You know, there's a set of condos within there, Centennial Park West,
right.
The Embassy, the Hilton Garden Inn. That's all part of his projects. And, you know, that this whole area is obviously growing. Again, you mentioned the underground Atlanta area. We need a destination, downtown Atlanta, and this has become the destination. Matter of fact, he has branded the area as the Lucky Marietta District. You know, if you go around this area, you'll see maps showing those areas.
That was your website, sorry.
So you'll see the Lucky Marietta District maps throughout the district, you know, and you have great tourism.
It's become like a destination.
We got
like,
the Coca-Cola Museum. We got Georgia Aquarium, Olympic Park.
Spend the day.
And soon we're having the College Football Hall of Fame, which is actually going to be across the street from the Stats, Max's, and Beer Garden.
Exactly. Don't forget that.
College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, fall of next year.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
I didn't know about that one. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were up on that.
Well, I mean, they were bargaining for it with, you know, those kinds of things get, who's going to get it? Is it
bidding
Charlotte?
For it and
is
all
it
that.
Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's
yep.
better?
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah,
but
that
that's going to bring in a lot of people.
We hope so.
That.
We do.
Well, just because, as we've talked about, there is a need for these kind of, like, touristy activities like the aquarium, like the World
right.
of Coke, for visitors to
yeah.
you know what is something that the whole family can enjoy.
Well, and we've
kind
talked
of thing, and those
yeah.
are more of those types of activities.
And we've talked a lot about the fact that Atlanta doesn't have a ton of that. I mean, there is
right.
in downtown
mm-hmm.
with the aquarium and Coke and everything,
right.
but as a general, because we're landlocked, there's no like you go to the beach for the day. So
right, yeah.
food is
so
a huge part of
our. Before you start drinking at the beer garden,
right.
you should like really do like an activity of
right.
sorts.
Absolutely,
like,
tie it all
go
together.
Go to a museum.
Right.
Or...
Right.
I like that Elizabeth said "activity" with air quotes. Like, I just need something to do before I drink
right.
my beer.
I just want to justify it.
Yeah. Right
before I hit the sky lounge and the cocktails.
Yeah,
can we...
totally.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it is where we are building it as a destination. That's what's really cool about this area. And you know, we wanted it to be a safe place to come, have hotels, have restaurants, have attractions that you can come down and really be a part of that. And again, you know, David Marvin has really taken a step further and really developed this area and really trying to make it a destination, calling it the Lucky Marietta District. You know, and again, it incorporates this whole downtown sector on this side of Atlanta, including the Phillips Arena, you know, the dome and all the aspects of this area, making it a truly attractive destination for attractions and hotels. So so that's the idea. And then, you know, also we're a growing company, so I'll talk to you about our Midtown project as
right,
well.
Right, because that's not the only sector of the city you found
yes.
as an attractive opportunity. There's some other hot pockets too. So what's going on?
Yeah, so, you know, again, we're growing, and we have other projects on the horizon, which I won't touch base on, but we just opened or we just announced 1180 Peachtree, which is right in the heart of Midtown.
That's what, 14th and
14th and Peachtree.
Peachtree.
Yep, it's the that newer tower there that has the fins.
On it's the 1180
right.
building.
1180,
right?
Yep, 1180 yeah. Peachtree.
The 1180 building.
Yeah. The 1180 building. Right.
That's all you need to say.
King and Spalding, right?
Yes.
King and Spalding
exactly.
is the primary yeah. tenant.
Yes.
Yep. And that space was formerly housed a restaurant called Trois. Some people may remember Trois, and it was three levels. Now what we've come in and on the plaza level, we're adding a restaurant called Olmsted's, and that will take up the two floors, second floor and the third floor.
Okay.
That is primarily, and let me get this right, we are basically doing an executive-style lunch and brunch weekdays and weekends at that restaurant.
So what is executive-style lunch mean?
I know.
Have I been dining non-executive style?
I think when we go to the food court at Peachtree Center, that
right.
is not,
yeah, not so much executive
not
style, right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you look at the demographic in that area, the you know we
exactly.
have again a lot of law
all
firms,
all those King and Spalding,
yes,
right.
King and Spalding,
yes.
Exactly.
I mean,
firms,
all those tons of
a lot of business
lawyers.
Travelers. We really want to focus on you know drawing appealing
it's
to those
a very
customers.
Elite business. Crowd.
Absolutely. You know, and we really, I mean, Midtown is such a great area. It's really kind of vibrant. It's lots happening, and there's not a whole lot to offer. I mean, there is, but there isn't. It's kind of, you know, it's a little bit
once
all over. So
hit a couple of the regular places.
Exactly.
No, it is interesting
new.
Right around 14th Street. You would think, at one point I was working kind of up around 17th, and we would walk over, and there really isn't that much.
Right.
There's like a few things, and then you're
right.
like, okay, what else? You really have to know where
exactly.
you're going, or you
yeah.
have to go a little bit further south, which... when you're on your lunch hour,
in your high heels. Yeah, don't want to walk another 4 blocks.
Yes. So that's great.
Well, I stopped wearing high heels.
So. Good thing. I'm glad we
A little too much information there, Wayne. A little uncomfortable now.
So
nice. So when's that opening?
Mid to late September. So that's okay. The projection. I'm not going to give you an exact date.
Mid to late September, soon, like next month?
Yes, next month.
Wow. So, yeah. Will there be grand opening festivities?
We are doing a soft opening. And then as we roll things out and making sure everything is right, we will do a little more of a grand opening type event for the venue. But we are actually starting to book private events.
So my email address is Dana.
Yes. I will remember you, actually. So, but yeah, we are actually, you know, the third level of that restaurant,
right.
We're doing private events. It's always open for private events and parties, meetings, you know, receptions. Christmas is coming up, so you're booking your holiday party. You know, those are going to be great. That's going to be a great place for that. You know, right now we're completely going in and putting the new feel, the new look.
Wow. And, so, I mean, you like to be like the first one in the new venue,
absolutely.
Showing it off to your
exactly.
friends. Hey, I bet you guys didn't even know this place
right.
opened yet.
Yes.
Now so I'm having my Christmas party there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Will Legacy be doing other things in that area as well, or –
not mentioned as of yet. And again, we are extremely entrepreneurial, so you don't know what's coming down the road. We do have other projects that we are working on.
Okay.
But you know, obviously growth is good, but we're a smart company as well. So we're taking our steps and looking at things very closely. And of course it's a different economic time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we put a lot into it. You know, we have a great team. The development side is very they're entrepreneurial, but they're very smart and educated on how they do things. So that all is a big part of that process, and it just doesn't happen overnight anymore. You know, you do have to make sure things are in place. You have to make sure it's the right investment.
How important are the details in managing projects like this?
That's probably something definitely the more that operational side could answer. But, you know, I do see them working on things, and stuff takes a long time. You know, it's again, it doesn't happen overnight. You know,
well, because these are really premium level concepts,
right,
and really
exactly.
unique experiences that you're creating. So
yes,
you can't just
yes.
throw it up overnight.
Correct.
I imagine there's a lot of precision
right.
in detail in
and again,
exactly.
I think, you know, that's where the entities look. Come in. You make sure you have the Brian Bullocks in our company, the Kevin Richards who is on our operations side, David Marvin and his team on the development side. It's you know, a lot of key pieces, and we really take a look at the market and say, hey, can this really work here? Can we make our concepts and our feel make this a success? I mean, that's something you really have to look at when you're developing. And again, that's something they can speak to more than I could. But as the sales guy, you know, I come in and say, wow, this is a great piece of property. I can really sell this. This is really unique to the market. And, you know, that's where I come in and kind of make sure that people know who we are and really make that experience worthwhile.
So, Mike, when you're selling, are you specifically selling events into these spaces? Are you actually responsible for marketing to consumers as well? Or what's your role specifically as it relates to that?
Yes. You know, I have my sales team. And, you know, there's sales teams within the hotels, within the restaurants. At 1180, I have a salesperson over there now. And as we grow, we'll develop that more. But, yeah, we are really going out there and saying, hey, here we are. This is what we can offer you. This is the kind of event space we have. You know, this is what chefs come up with our banquet menus. You know, you can do corporate events, corporate meetings, social events, weddings.
Yeah, that was wedding music that was playing earlier.
Yes.
Just FYI.
And, you know, what's nice about that property is 1180 has this gardened area that the plaza level where Olmsted's is opens up to. So it's just a really nice, relaxed – it's right in the heart of the city, and it's just beautiful. It's just a beautiful location. So coming in and having your event there is just, you know, a really unique experience, and it's a great location. So that's kind of the Olmsted's concept. Now, on 14th Street, we have Article 14. It's kind of a play off 14th Street and, you know, kind of targeting the market itself, a little bit on the art side as well as the corporate
right.
side. So Article 14 is the concept there. Prior to that, it was a bar, and it still has that nice, beautiful bar in there, but they've kind of opened up the restaurant a little bit more. The idea behind that right now is chef-driven ingredient-forward menu.
Chef-driven ingredient-forward menu. Got
and
it.
Basically,
I like that. I mean, the ingredients are the most.
Yeah, that's what
thing.
It is. It's focusing on those ingredients.
And the chef.
So,
yeah,
you know, and that's kind of what they're coming up with these concepts. So we're really letting the chef kind of drive that.
Okay,
and
so that one is where?
That is actually on the lower level.
Okay, gotcha.
Which is on 14th Street. It kind of faces its crescent there. It's
gotcha.
You know, right off of 14th.
So you do have two sort of, even though it's one space,
yes.
It's sort of two new
It's two new
entities.
Concepts, yeah. Right. And okay. Again, one of the things, Trois was all three levels, which, you know, it had a bar where Article 14 is now. And it kind of separated that, and it really did need two identities. It didn't make sense to have to walk downstairs and kind of separate yourself from the other restaurants. So having two identities is key. And the other thing is that, you know, we are going to do a lot of private events. Olmsted's is brunch and lunch. The idea is that we can not tell people that we're not open because we have a private event going on. Those evenings are going to be held for private events on the second and third level where Olmsted's is.
Gotcha.
Where Article 14 will be open for lunch and dinner.
Okay.
And again, the lunch will be 5 days a week. Dinner will be 7 days a week. So
right.
that's the
very
idea
much
there. So
like the business lunch crowd,
absolutely.
And then
and again, when we're doing private events, you know, you can come and have dinner still, and you know, you're not going to be closed out because we are having a private event.
And that is one of the most annoying. Don't get me started, because that is one of the most annoying things when you plan to go to a restaurant and you walk up to the door and it's closed for a private event.
Okay, settle down. Settle down.
Really?
Settle down.
That irritates me, Wayne.
But that is you know, one thing we did think about. Again, it's what is our customer needing? What have been some of the complaints in the past?
Right.
You know, we're looking at all of those things and saying, okay, this is kind of what we need to do here. So
that's a good move. I mean, I have to say, I'm on my bandwagon, whatever. I also can't stand when places change their hours on you. You know, they have longer hours and then they make them shorter. And so I owned a retail store for a while in one of my previous lives. And when I opened, I was like, you know what? I'm going to set the hours and I don't care if we have nobody in here. I'm sticking with it because I hate that. If you think a place is open till 10 at night and you get there and they closed at 9 that day because they weren't busy, or you think you're going to be able to go and get a cup of coffee and then
right.
It's not open.
7 in the morning, but nobody's there.
I mean, really.
And then you don't have your coffee, and you're like,
right.
Why?
You stand right. At the door going, hello?
I know. It's like, that's the most annoying thing. So I appreciate that you guys actually took into consideration that frustration that people have when they do go up to a place.
Absolutely.
And there's that sign,
yes.
You know. So that's cool. And it's also really convenient that you do have two spots right there so that you can sort of address everybody's needs at one time.
Yeah. And again, it's a great feel. Again, I like what Brian brings to the table. Again, you know, if you go to Houston's, they have that customer service level, that, you know, that just warm, welcoming feel. And again, I think Brian brings a lot of that experience to what we're doing in these restaurants. And you'll find that as well, you know, that customer service level, you know, the attention to detail, and, you know, the quality of food that people are looking for. So, you know, something I think is needed in Midtown.
Now I have a random question for you, but when you're looking to market and sell, let's say, holiday parties to mm-hmm. local corporate groups, how much has that changed with the internet and social media and whatever in terms of finding those people? Is it easier? Is it harder? Is there more noise? What do you find?
You know, well, we have to pay attention to all of that. You know, that's a key thing. As a matter of fact, Wayne and I were just having that discussion. You know, we have a huge... You know, there's two different things now. You have the social media aspect, the web, all that. So you can't ignore that anymore, obviously. You know,
no.
That is very much a piece of how we get the word out. So, you know, that is a big priority for us. We actually have Matt Doyle on the marketing side. Prior to myself coming in, myself and Matt are new to the company. Before it was director of sales and marketing, we realized, hey, this is more than just a director of sales and marketing. We need two people. We need a director of marketing. We need a director of sales. So we actually have somebody dedicated to the marketing side. And, you know, they really are focused on the social media, the websites, getting the word out via that angle, because that is a big piece. On the sales side, you know, I'm more of that grassroots sales. You know, we do have our resources that we use to go to find our contacts. You know how to get to the meeting planners and third-party people that, you know, really help us out. There's a lot of destination meeting companies out there that, you know, really, you know, drive business towards us. We build our relationship through partners, and, you know, it's all, you know, a lot of those old –
I would think, right, those relationships, the handshake.
Absolutely.
It's all about relationships.
The lunch at
yeah.
one
exactly.
of the you know, restaurants.
I can't stress that enough. And, you know, really building those relationships. And, you know, as a salesperson myself, I mean, I think that's really what it's about. And really getting to know your customers and who they are as people, because you want to make sure that, you know, you have that. And once you establish that, you know, business does come much easier. But getting the word out and really, you know, kind of hitting the pavement and finding, you know, the people who do business in the area is key. So
yeah, interesting. I know I have, as we've talked about on the show many times, I have used social media to complain a time or two
yes.
about a hotel experience or
that, Now the World Trade Center just told us on Good Morning Atlanta that they're doing major business deals on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can just write it off anymore.
Oh, no, no. I'm just saying I have used in the hospitality field and any, you know, business to consumer, I feel like consumers are very much using social media to voice their concerns.
Right.
And it works, which is, but I, what I was going to ask is, you know, with the bigger chains, I'm sure you've experienced this, Wayne, there's a person now whose job it is, at least one, to monitor all of that and get right on it. As I complained over July 4th weekend about some bad service that I had to a large hotel corporation, and corporate got on it right away,
that's
got in touch with me, and the property kind of came in second in terms of getting in touch with me, but they did, and they did resolve the problem. But I was wondering, with a smaller group or an independent hotel, do you have a person? Do you have to have people randomly checking that? How do you handle things like that?
So that's a great it's a great question. And we are fortunate in that the Glen, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, associated with Marriott. So we have the Marriott family of hotels and the Marriott Corporation and Marriott support behind us as an Autograph hotel. So the Autograph is a division of Marriott, much like Edition, or, you know, you have the full service hotels, you've got Renaissance, and each kind of serves their own niche. And as Autograph, there are just over 40 Autograph hotels now in the Marriott collection.
Interesting.
And it is continually growing, but each Autograph hotel, and here's where the name kind of comes in, each Autograph hotel is allowed to keep its own unique personality. So you have some that are, there are a couple that are themed after hunting lodges.
Right.
There are a couple that are, I would call them bohemian art hotels.
And there's one where the GM wears high heels.
Yeah, there you go. Right. And then, you know, you've got all kinds of different things going on. So, but with that association with Marriott, it gives us that confidence that we have somebody back there that can help us with those things. Because quite frankly, it is social media is so huge and there are so many channels that there is a lot of noise, and it would be very difficult for a small hotel like the Glen with only about 100 employees to be able to follow all of that chatter and keep up with it. So it's very helpful.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that Autograph group, because I didn't know about that, and I was wondering why your card said a member of Marriott Rewards.
Yes,
so
we are.
Now I know.
So, and that's why. And that relationship is very beneficial for both sides, because it gives Marriott the additional distribution, but it also gives us access to that Marriott customer who maybe wants a different experience and who maybe doesn't want to stay at the 1,400 room Marriott Marquis, where they are there. You know, it's a beautiful hotel, it's a beautiful property, it's very well run, and it's a great establishment. But let's face it, they're not going to be known as Mr. Cannon when they walk through the door. Whereas when they come in my hotel, the likelihood is that we're going to know their name.
If you call me Mr. Cannon, I probably won't answer.
You're not going to answer. I might.
A couple of
my
things.
My dad will definitely turn his head.
A couple of things, too, is like I said, you know, when they were hiring the general managers for these hotels, they were looking at the customer service side. Again, Wayne is another fine example of making sure that the customer service aspect is there. And as you mentioned, you know, those complaints out there, we want to eliminate those as much as possible, because that does promote, you know, we don't want that because it drives business away.
Right.
Harmon Hall, our other general manager, he was in the top 5% in customer service for all Hilton Gardens in the nation, which is, you know, a great, great thing to have. And we've brought him in at the Hilton Garden Inn to really, you know, improve those customer service scores and make sure that we are the top in the business, because that is important. Again, those comments that people make, we don't want to see those. You know, there's TripAdvisor out there, there's Yelp. We really want to make sure that we're top on those lists. And when people see that, like, oh, gosh, I want to go there. That's a great thing to have.
Yeah.
Right. The social media has made companies so transparent these days that, I mean, you have to be true to, if you're saying you're providing a certain level of experience, you have to deliver on that promise, and people will call you on it.
Right.
People will call you on it. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
When you can hide behind your computer and call anybody out on anything, be sure people will call you on it.
Right. Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, this has been a real pleasure having you guys in the studio to find out more about Legacy Restaurant, Legacy Hotel, the Glen property specifically, the whole Lucky Marietta district, and all of the
Midtown.
Fun to be had down there, as well as, the exciting project taking place at the 1180 building.
Let's get you guys to give some contact information so people can find out about all the Legacy Restaurants and about the Glen Hotel.
Great. Well, again, my name is Mike Hanmer. A little tricky on the name. It's Hanmer, H-A-N-M-E-R.
It's not Hammer Time?
It's not Hammer Time, but that's been with me all my life. So
I bet.
But, you can always reach me again. Email is probably best. It's M-D-H. The D is for Douglas. Michael Douglas Hanmer. So M-D-H at Legacy Hotel Partners with an S.
Okay.
That's my email.
And the website for the group is?
Well, probably the best website is legacypropertygroup.com.
Okay.
That will get you to everything you need to know about Legacy. Mm-hmm. All of our restaurants, all of our hotels. You can find a little bio on each of us from David Marvin down to all the management level folks within the hotel. So
exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And specifically the Glen.
And then for the Glen, the best way to reach out to us is through our website, which is www.glennhotel.com. And then if you want to reach out to me specifically, it's Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, .Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, at glennhotel.com.
Awesome. I love when people give out their personal stuff.
Yeah.
It's great. It means they really want to provide good service.
Well,
I love that.
The customer is what drives our business. And if we hide from the customer, those are the folks who are giving. They're providing employment for my team. They're driving revenue for my hotel. I want to make sure that I have the voice of the customer in my ear.
And truth be told, I don't think you'd be in this business, either one of you, if you didn't want to talk to the public and
talk
to people.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the reason I got out of recruiting and back into hospitality, because I realized I wasn't in the public enough.
That's so right. Wayne, that's probably why you left the Dark Tower.
Well, the Black Tower. I was one of the few fortunate people who had the opportunity to actually be out and involved with our hotels in that environment. So I had the best of both worlds.
Nice.
But it was it was a good thing for me to come back into a hotel.
Awesome.
So,
and I'll plug the other legacy properties that we do have. Doubletree North Lake is another legacy property.
Okay.
Right off of La Vista Road in 285. And then we also are developing the new embassy in Chattanooga as we speak. It's in middle of construction as we are today.
It's out of the ground and coming along quite well.
Sure.
Cool.
Yes. That's great.
So we're also looking at developing another hotel there in Chattanooga. So we're branching out. We're growing out of Georgia.
And, fast and furious,
we have a
it
lot
sounds
of,
like.
Great projects in the works.
Well, we'd love to have you guys come back on the air with us and give us an update.
Absolutely.
Here on Southern Hospitality, where we are spotlighting all of Atlanta's best places to eat and stay. I'm Elizabeth Gordon.
And I'm Dana Barrett. And we will see you next week.